Jerry Bader Show, 1024. It's a story I've talked about a lot, but I haven't talked about it lately, other than to lament. It's just amazing the way the world really, in my opinion, really isn't paying attention to Vladimir Putin's ambitions or really acknowledging what he's up to, that he is certainly stirring the unrest in eastern Ukraine to set up a pretext to push further into Ukraine. Wall Street Journal puts it this way. The White House on Monday said there was overwhelming evidence that Russia is stirring the unrest in East Ukraine, but President Obama hasn't yet decided if further sanctions are warranted. That's how the AP puts its dispatch from Washington on the crisis in Ukraine. And the juxtaposition is a perfect summary of the current state of U.S. foreign policy. Vladimir Putin uses Russia's special forces to cow a neighbor and steal territory, while Mr. Obama agonizes what to do about it. They ask, is the American president still interested in his job? It is amazing, where he refuses to accept what Putin is up to. The Wall Street Journal does this thing called the Weekend Interview with a notable. They did it this weekend, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's with NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen. Rasmussen points out that what Moscow is doing on the continent, on the eastern periphery, Eastern Europe, is trying to keep these countries from joining NATO. NATO's not going to take them when there's a border dispute, because that commits NATO countries, which is mostly us, into military action. When one NATO nation is attacked, all NATO nations are attacked. That was the Cold War pact that created NATO to protect the free world from the Soviet Union. But we refuse to believe that what Putin has in mind here is reconstituting the Soviet Union. Rasmussen pointed out that to do that, the Kremlin needs to have an advantage in spending defense, modernized weapons, well-trained forces to do this. Putin has been doing this, and Rasmussen, the Secretary General of NATO, just can't believe that nobody's been paying attention. Points out how rapidly Russia has developed this. Listen to these numbers. And these are the things nobody's paying attention to except him, and he is considered a hawk by European standards. Moscow boosted military spending 80% in the last decade. Military spending amounted to 4.5% of their GDP in 2012. Most Western European states have been cutting defense long before the recession and have kept doing so even as their economies have stabilized. France spent 1.9% of its GDP on defense, Denmark 1.4%, Germany 1.3%, Spain 0.9%, again Russia 4.5%. He also points out that Europe and the U.S. really have just about unilaterally disarmed. We can't continue to cut defense budgets deeply while Russia is increasing. It has created a growing gap across the Atlantic between the U.S. and Europe. Today, the U.S. spends 75% of all the NATO defense investments. We're 75% of NATO in terms of investment. And he also says this unilateral nuclear disarmament by the West. Just as Russia is rising, the U.S. Defense Department on Tuesday last week announced that it will disable 56 sub-based nuclear launch tubes, convert 30 B-52 bombers to conventional use, remove 50 missiles from America's underground silos, all ahead of the 2018 deadline set by the New START Treaty. Reduction to Western nuclear forces must take place in a balanced manner based on more transparency from Russia, he says. We're just doing this completely one-sided. And then he brings up the point about Europe's reliance on Russia oil and gas, where the United States in the past few years has really had an opportunity to grow exports. It can't just happen overnight. You need facilities. It needs to be liquefied as natural gas to transport it. You don't have a pipeline to Western Europe. These numbers are staggering. Russia is refortifying, and we're yawning. Then Putin makes moves based on this Russian refortification, and what does President Obama call him? a regional power, calls Russia a regional power. It's a joke. Except nobody's laughing. Putin, you know, what's going to have to happen is his ambitions are going to have to grow beyond the eastern fringes of Europe. And finally, we're going to do something, but will it be too late? This is staggering to me that we're not taking this more seriously. And not just the most current events, but what Russia's been doing. But as I said, every president post, not foreign president, every U.S. president post, boy, I can't speak, post-Cold War. Because I'm in a hurry here, that's why. Post-Cold War has blown this. All right, it's just about 10:30. As you know, I had lost a whole bunch of weight on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. Now Jason, encouraged by my successes on the program, and you have lost a total of 15 pounds?
That is correct, sir.
After just about 2 weeks.
Yes.
What do you say when people, I got this a lot when I was going through it. That's too fast.
No, it's not.
No, it is. Jason says, trust me, it's not too fast. Well, they're talking about your health, but that's where Proactive Weight Loss Solutions is a very well-rounded. You do eat a low-calorie diet, but there are all sorts of things that go into it, which Jason and I could try to explain to you, but we would fail miserably.
Well, and we don't have enough time really at all.
It's way above our pay grade. Don't lie either. So that's why you want to call Dr. Jason Litwin at
920-268-1386. That's 920-268-1386.
A lot of Jerry Bader Show listeners have You Could Be the Next. 920-268-1386.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com. It's 10:30.